Hello, good afternoon.
My name is Shakira. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning the call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested the call, please?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Demoris. I was calling for myself. How you doing, though?
I'm good. How can I help you?
All right, so I actually live in Georgia. I was recently employed by a company that was in Alabama for the last 5 or 6 months, and they told us we were eligible for our for unemployment as far as that's concerned. So I needed to try to get that done. Went on the website, it was asking me for some type of Alabama PIN number or something like that, and I don't know what that is in order to set up my account.
It'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your birth year.
Is it in that order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then once I do that, what are the next steps that I need to do so I can get that taken care of? And also with it, well, go ahead, answer that question first.
Okay, so you just do your claim, and after you do your claim, the following week, which is Sunday, we start our weeks on Sunday instead of Monday. You will call in to the number that when you finish your claim, it's going to give you all the information that you need so you can call and do your weekly certifications. And you will just wait until you receive a letter in the mail or receive a call stating if you're eligible or ineligible. Normally it's a letter sent through the mail.
Yeah, I should be eligible. There shouldn't be a problem with that.
Yes, sir. So you just
But
have to
also,
continue to keep doing your weekly certifications
and
to
do they retro the recertifications a week or so?
Could you repeat that for me?
I said, do they retro like the dates
Like go back?
that you claim? Yeah, like I said, because we weren't informed that we were eligible until just the other day when they sent us our email, but we were released on the 28th.
Okay, so you would just put that as the last day you worked, the 28th. Well, what day? What's the last day you worked?
It was the 28th.
Yes, you would just put that as your last day worked. Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
No, we don't. I'm a catastrophe adjuster, so our next client, I mean, next will be coming in through the next catastrophe that come in nationally.
Okay, so yeah, so no, you'll do no. Your employer didn't give you a return date. You just
No.
they're all it's all yes or no questions, honestly.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Until you get to
no.
your employer, and then you just put in your employer information, telephone number, start date, end date.
Okay, so let me get this right again. So we had the PIN number is going to be the last two of my social and the year of my birthday
The
year, right?
last no, the last two of your social and the last two of your the year of your birthday. Say for instance,
Okay.
if your birthday, if the last two of your social is 2/8 and your birthday is 1997, so it'll be 2/8/97.
97.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That'll work. I'm gonna go ahead and get that taken care of. If I need any additional assistance, I'll just reach back out to you guys and then go from there.
All
How long
right.
does it normally? My last question. I apologize. How long does it normally take before your benefits kick in, as far as that's concerned?
To process it, it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks. If nothing, if you don't have any pending issues after you submit that claim, because sometimes they need you to send in stuff or go online, verify your identity. Long as everything is good, it shouldn't take no time to get to start receiving benefits.
Okay, not a problem. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, okay? And I'll go
You.
ahead and get that started.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
All right.